Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're recording now.
Okay.
Should we do a test to make sure it's a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, Charlene, you know that I have been many times quite curious about how a counsellor is starting their... is starting the therapeutic process with the client. What is like the very first appointment? How do you relate to your client the first time that you saw it?
Oh, that's a big question, Amber. Yeah, it's an interesting one as well. I guess each first session with a client is different. They would already have had an assessment, so they'd have, you know, been introduced to the service, and I already will know something about them. But I think for me, it's important to, I guess, meet the client fresh, you know, and hear their story from them. The first session.
But how can you trigger that moment in which the client is actually ready to talk to you? Have you got any technique or any lines that you put out there?
I'm not sure about technique, but I think for me it's it's about being welcoming. It's about, you know, being approachable, being friendly. It's, I think, understanding that this could be quite nerve-wracking for the client. So not wanting to push them for too much information, being quite gentle with them. But also, I guess, letting them know that this is their time and I'm interested in hearing from them about what's brought them to counselling. So that might be one of the first sort of, you know, questions after we've, you know, made introductions and maybe been through some elements of the contract. Yeah, it'd be, what's brought you to
because, you know why I'm asking? Because In a way, I can imagine that for a client that the first time comes in is told that that time is for him or for her, and it's, I suppose that it could be like a blank page for a writer, it's kind of a, you know, wow, where am I going to start from? What am I going to say? From a client point of view, I think this anxiety and these expectations and is quite nerve-wracking, as you said.
I think you picked up on something really important there about, you know, the fact us as counsellors, we see clients, that we become used to it, but it's part of what we do week in and week out. And so, I mean, for me, I'm always interested in the process of what's happening. So it's not just what's brought you to counselling, it's how do you feel about being here? It's, you know, it's checking in the middle of the first session. How are we doing here together? How are they at the end? Because I guess it's also trying to give them space to be able to say, I'm really nervous here and I don't know where to start. And, you know, if you sense that maybe a client doesn't know where to start, you could be, you know, what feels easy to start? You know, just kind of supporting the client. I think it's so individual because some clients come in and they just gush everything out and they could easily be nervous. But some clients could be very nervous and they actually say nothing. And that's the way they do it. I mean, one thing I was going to say is obviously, as through my training and even now having my own therapy, you know, I know what it's like to be a client in those first sessions and the challenges of going in there, and actually it is a big expectation. I think.
I can imagine that you can relate exactly to the client because of the expectation and the blank page in front of you, and this space that suddenly opens up, and you might not be used to it. But have you ever had clients who are actually more how can I say, more preoccupied of not having silent time, or you know, those awkward moments, and they are trying to please you, for instance.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think all.
How do you deal with that?
Oh, big questions. I think one of the first things that feels important to say, it's about accepting the client as they are. And so whether it's a client that finds it really difficult to deal with the sciences, or a client that's trying to please you, that's all there for a reason. So from where I'm coming from, I'm not trying to tear that down too early on. I want the client to be themselves in the room, whether it's talking continuously or trying to please. And then as you're building the relationship and you start noticing that this is, you know, a bit of a pattern, and as the relationship's growing, you may bring that, you know, you may bring that in. You may may wonder with them, what's it like when you know, when it goes silent, you know, what was happening for you there? But I wouldn't jump to those things. I want to kind of see what's happening.
So you're not pointing them out.
Yes, because there's a potential for shame, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. That's right. Yeah, I can imagine.
Really great. So it's really just kind of an understanding their story, and they'll be bringing that into the room, how they relate to you.
Oh yes.
So there's a lot of factors. I don't know if that gives you a little flavour.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting, actually.
I mean, even as I'm saying it, I'm just like, oh, I love this work. Yeah.
You've got, there's 3 minutes more that I can record.
Okay, yes.
So I don't know whether you want to bring in something about, you know, why Charlene became a counsellor, or with, or something about outcomes for clients that come and bring it back to them 70. Whether you want to do something, it's all right. Whether you want to ask a question about Charlene's experience with Centre 70 and outcomes for clients. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
Start a new one.
All right.
I'm enjoying it now.
Yes. And you yourself, why did you choose this particular line of work? Why are you, have you been interested in counselling in the first place? Am I too personal?
It is a personal question.
Of course.
I don't mind you asking it.
Oh,
that's,
thank you.
Absolutely fine. My main issue here is time, because it's, you know, it there's obviously
it can,
there's big backstories. And
okay.
Just before I say, I mean, I don't know if you're aware, but a lot, there's work in kind of the therapy world, which is, why did you become a therapist, and why did you really become a therapist? So, you know, I guess talking about the very different layers.
Yes.
You know,
so, I can imagine. Yeah.
You know, on the one hand,
well, let's talk about what first gave you this desire of exploring this this field.
Well, I started to do some voluntary work. So I've been working in universities for, like, you know, a long time, and I was like, I want to do something different. So I started doing some voluntary work, working with young people, actually, sort of mentoring. So that kind of, you know, started getting me in that sort of field. I then did an introduction to counselling course, and I was like, I really like this, but, you know, I wasn't sure. But what it started is, it started me being interested in my own process. I think that's what it started. I was interested in my own process. And I always knew I wanted to kind of maybe be a teacher or a social worker, something to do with, like, helping people. And I think when I decided to train as a counsellor, I became so interested in sort of my own sort of development and, you know, I guess how I was changing myself. I was just like, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Stop.
Yeah.